As we close here, we have to acknowledge a special sort of anniversary. At lunchtime, we had a unique celebration of a unique individual, and that is Phil Adams. This is probably the last quarterly Board of Regents meeting that the board will be constituted in this way. And because we usually have a dinner and all sorts of celebratory events for an outgoing regent, we don't know when that might happen. We needed to make a statement today about the contributions of Mr. Phil Adams. He has, as you heard him reference, served 18 years on the Board of Regents over a 20-year span. The things that he has been witness to, all the bodies he's buried, I mean, all the things that has gone forward with his leadership has been incredible. So at lunch, we had a really nice cake with sparklers on it to celebrate and to thank him for his selfless service over the last 18 years on the board, spanning the last 20. Regent Adams, thank you for everything that you've done for our system.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all very much. First of all, I would like to thank Governor Perry and Governor Abbott for giving me this opportunity to serve. It has been it's been an honor and a privilege, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. It, as you all know, it's been a labor of love, and I just appreciate it so much. Again, appreciate both governors, and I very much appreciate that that John Sharp said yes when we asked him to come aboard as our chancellor 9.5 years ago. And all of you in this room that have worked so hard and served so diligently over these years, the system and our beloved Texas A&M University have just, I mean, we're just really making great, great progress, and we've become a great university and a great university system. And on a personal note, the best thing for me personally are the relationships. I think some of them go back. I think about getting to serve with Cliff Thomas and Gene Stallings, who both tried to kill me 50 years ago and almost did a time or two. But most of you I have only known a few years, 10 or 15 or 20, or of course John and I go way back also. But I think about, I've served with about 30 regents over these years, and the relationships have been special, and I thank you all.
Thank you, Regent Adams.
Would you like to expound on where we met? No.
No, not at all.
I was going to say, this is rated PG, people. PG.
Yeah, but I have known John for 50 years also. But he didn't try to kill me like Stallings and Thomas did.
Well, as you know, Madam Chairman, Mr. Adams can, you know, he can talk a little bit. I mean, it kind of stretches out. And the first time I ever saw him, it was a question and answer deal. And the audience asked Adams a question, and he took about 15 minutes to answer it. And next question was about 10 minutes to answer it. And on the third, the guy stood up and said, "We have time for one more question. Unfortunately, we don't have time for one more answer." Thank you for what you've meant to A&M.
Thank you. Thank you, Chancellor.